Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Officers from the Eureka POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 1500 block of 5th Street yesterday after receiving information drug sales were being conducted at the site. Officers searched the residence and three adults and found nearly 40 grams of heroin, dozens of prescription pills, and evidence of heroin sales. Officers arrested 54-year-old Randy Kobasi, 28-year-old Eleanor Betts, and 38-year-old Mingo Gaitan. All three were on probation and were arrested on drug-related charges. Betts and Gaitan were booked into jail while Kobasi was released at the scene due to health issues. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And officers from the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 1100 block of Sawdust Trail in Fieldbrook yesterday and found an indoor marijuana grow. Officers confiscated more than 280 plants, processed marijuana, a rifle, a shotgun, and $2,000 in cash. Officers arrested 28-year-old Garrett Nazelrode and his wife, 24-year-old Jade Nazelrode, and both were charged with possession for sale, as well as being armed in the commission of a felony. Garrett Nazelrode was booked into jail, while Jade Nazelrode was released at the scene to care for the couple's two small children. A bill sponsored by Assemblyman West Chesbro that would reimburse Mendocino County for the expenses it racked up during a 36-day manhunt for the murderer of Fort Bragg City Councilman Jerry Mello has been presented to the Assembly Appropriations Committee, where it has been placed on suspense until the committee can determine the fiscal impact the bill will have if passed. The bill has two components, the first to reimburse Mendocino County, which hosted dozens of out-of-area law enforcement personnel during the manhunt, costing the county more than $40,000. The second component establishes a framework to allow law enforcement agencies, particularly small rural departments, to seek reimbursement for future extraordinary events, such as the one Mendocino had to deal with. And another bill sponsored by Assemblyman Chesbro, AB 2623, addresses issues raised during the fisheries forum held earlier this year. The bill, which easily passed through the Assembly Water Parks and Wildlife Committee, would allow any licensed fisherman to retrieve lost or abandoned crab pots after the close of crab season to cut down on derelict gear left in the ocean. It would also tighten emergency permit transfers to prevent out-of-state vessels from abusing California's limited entry program, and it would allow the transfer of a fishing permit within the family to a family member if the permit holder dies for any reason. Currently, that death must happen accidentally. The bill now heads to the Appropriations Committee. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I did with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The 47th annual Roadie Parade kicks off at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, but the festivities begin tonight at the Eureka High School Auditorium for a pre-parade concert. The 1st Corps Army Band and Color Guard from Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington will perform at 6 o'clock to highlight the theme of this year's parade, Service Above Self, a tribute to our veterans. Tomorrow's parade has five Grand Marshals, all veterans who served in Afghanistan. Sergeant Greg Hill, Staff Sergeant Josh Cipolla, Sergeant Tori Cipolla, Specialist Christopher Kraps, and First Sergeant Gary Cooper will take center stage. The parade begins at 7th and E in Eureka, turns onto 8th Street up to Henderson, and ends behind the Eureka Mall. Caltrans crews will be on Route 169 beginning Monday to make slide repairs 10 miles downriver from the Martins Ferry Bridge. The roadway will be open during the daytime, but it will be closed from 10 at night until 5 in the morning through May 4th. Contact Caltrans engineer Jim Osler if you have any questions about the project. And the Six Rivers National Forest will auction off surplus vehicles and equipment in a public internet auction on the 30th. Bid items will be available on the website gsaauctions.gov beginning on the 30th, and the auction will continue online through May 7th. Prospective bidders can also view the 13 items up for auction at the Six Rivers National Forest in the Bayshore Mall from the 30th through the 7th. For more information, contact Janie Ryder at the Forest Office. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.